Three of Napa County's five current supervisors are up for re-election this year, and all of them are seeking another term. But only Keith Caldwell, who represents the American Canyon area, is assured of getting one, as he's running unopposed. But that's hardly the case for the board's senior member, five-term supervisor Mark Luce, explains Napa Register editor Sean Scully.
He's being opposed by three candidates. One is Ryan Gregory, who is an engineer here in town and has been on a lot of city and county boards. He's running kind of as a technocrat. There's businessman Derek Anderson, who's coming from the conservative end of the spectrum. He ran for city council a couple of years ago. He's a very effective candidate. And then there's James Hinton, who ran for Congress 2 years ago and was kind of a fringe candidate at the time, but he's put together a very mature campaign. He campaigns on sort of progressive issues, marijuana legalization, opposing Wall Street, that kind of thing. So that's a four-way race.
On the opposite eastern side of the city of Napa, Scully reports, a short-term incumbent is facing two challengers in the county's 4th district.
It's Alfredo Pedroza, who was appointed 2 years ago to fill out the unexpired term of Bill Dodd, is now running for his own full term. He's being opposed by environmental activist Chris Malin, who's been around in the county for a very long time, and then Diane Shep, who has been big in the nonprofit world, but this is her first political race, and she's been part of this Vision 2050 coalition, which has been raising some questions about development and various projects in the county. So that's a three-way race.
Beyond the personalities involved, Scully says the races are also giving voice to some mounting discontent within the famed wine-growing valley.
There's been this cry of when is enough enough? How much more traffic can we take? How many more wineries can we approve? And within that, there's been some controversy about how strictly the county has enforced existing regulations on existing wineries. That's kind of the big subtext. And many of the opponents are questioning winery development. That's less true in the Mark Luce race. It's in the Alfredo Pedroza race. That's very much the battle line. You know, we've had enough here, no more.
The size of the field in the two supervisorial races raises the possibility that no one candidate will collect more than 50% of the vote, leading to runoff elections in November.
Just by the math, the four-way race in the 2nd district seems pretty likely. In the 4th district, it's a little harder to tell. You might see Chris Malin and Diane Shep splitting the environmentalist vote. So that one conceivably might not go to a runoff, though it certainly could.
Meanwhile, Napa County voters are also being asked to tax themselves to finance a badly needed new jail. And, Scully notes, Measure Y also includes a sweetener to benefit local children.
There is a quarter-cent sales tax that would be used primarily to fund a new jail, because our old jail, not only did it get busted up in the earthquake, but the old jail is in really terrible condition. It's a primitive, old-fashioned jail, and it doesn't meet anybody's needs. But then any extra money would go to some kind of fund for services for children, mental health services, early childhood education, and that sort of thing.
The other noteworthy item on the ballot in the Napa Valley this time is a bond measure for schools.
They're asking for 260-some million. Most of that would go to seismic upgrades. In fact, two schools need to be completely relocated because it turns out they're sitting right on top of the West Napa Fault, which is the one that gave us our earthquake 2 years ago.
With up to 90% of the Napa County electorate now casting ballots by mail and the high interest in this year's presidential primary, Scully says a high voter turnout is expected. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.